University Broadcast Studio. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something here, folks. I'm feeling pretty good today. Happy Thursday to you as we move closer to the Independence Day weekend celebration. And welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio program, too. Great to have you with us. And I'm just feeling good. We almost 5 million people back to work, which is a great thing. Unemployment rate still mighty high, but that's to be expected. But people are getting back to work in spite of these efforts by the blue state governors to shut everything down. I'm talking about you, Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom. So feeling good about that. Also, have you heard about the news? This is a bit scandalous, salacious, if you will. So Jeffrey Epstein, who we all know did not kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein, a longtime associate, which is a fancy way of saying his madam, one of his hires, was arrested in New Hampshire today. This is according to Breitbart News. The FBI says Ghislaine, I'm probably mispronouncing this woman's name, Miss Maxwell, was arrested around 8:30 this morning in New Hampshire. She lived with Epstein and was his frequent travel companion on trips around the world. So you can take that for what it's worth. The indictment said that Miss Maxwell assisted, facilitated, and contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls, and among other things, helped Epstein recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse girls under the age of 18. These accusations have been around for a long time. Now, here's what's interesting. This is bad, bad, bad news for Prince Andrew across the big pond. But you know who else this is bad news for? That's right, Mr. Bill Clinton himself. There are plenty of photographs of President Clinton and Miss Maxwell. So we're going to see how all this plays out, but it could get very interesting around the Clinton compound over the next few days. We'll have to check and see if there are any fireworks over in Westchester County, where the Clintons reside. Hey, look, there's another story, and I suspect many of you are going to want to weigh in on this story. You know, we've been talking for the past month now about these anarchists, the Marxist, the socialist, these Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists who have been marching in the streets, pillaging and plundering, causing all sorts of mayhem, killing people, attacking police officers, burning down businesses. And it's as if no one is willing to stand up and fight back. And we've been talking about this for quite some time on this radio program, encouraging our listeners to be strong in the face of adversity and to fight back, to defend the Constitution, to do something, by the way, that our elected Republicans up on Capitol Hill are not doing. And I'll get to Senator James Lankford and in Columbus Day in just a minute. If you haven't heard, Senator Lankford, who is a Republican, wants to replace Columbus Day with Juneteenth. I'm curious to know how the Italians in the listening audience feel about that. So anyway, we have been putting out the call around the country, coast to coast, border to porous border. Is there anybody in America willing to stand up to the Antifa mob? Is there anybody willing to say, not in my backyard, not in my hometown, not on Main Street, you're not going there, you're not burning anything down, you're not pillaging, you're not plundering, you're not raping the women, you're not beating men up with baseball bats, it's not going to happen here. And a lone voice answered the call. Clay County, Florida. There's a sheriff down there, good and decent man. And he posted a video on Twitter vowing to protect the good citizens of Clay County. Sheriff Daryl Daniels is his name. He says, I got some news for you, Antifa thugs. You're not coming down here to Clay County, Florida. You're not coming down here. We're not going to tolerate your lawlessness. We don't play that kind of a game down here. Now, it's folks, it's one of the most encouraging, patriotic pieces of audio that you are going to hear today. And we've been talking about a lot of bad news, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the country, but we need a little bit of good news coming into the Independence Day weekend. And I'm telling you, we have it. So we're going to play this audio for you. I may sort of give some running commentary as we go along. It's about 3 minutes. But you are, if you are driving right now, you may just, I don't pull off to the side of the road, or else you just may end up speeding or something because you're so excited about that. Finally, we have American patriots that are willing to take a stand. So just honk your horn or do something to express your appreciation for this sheriff. This is the Clay County Sheriff, Daryl Daniels.
Hey, folks, me and the men and women of the Clay County Sheriff's Office, which just want to weigh in on what we're seeing going on, played out across the media or mainstream media in this country. Look, folks, don't fall victim to subjecting yourselves to this conversation that law enforcement is bad, that law enforcement is the enemy of the citizens that we're sworn to protect and serve. We swore an oath. And in that oath, we swore to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the government, and that we're duly qualified under the state's Constitution to hold office. That is, for me as a sheriff, and for these men and women as deputy sheriffs, and we end that with, so help me God. But God is absent from the media's message, or Black Lives Matter, or any other group out there that's making themselves a spectacle, disrupting what we know to be our quality of life in this country. In Clay County, we have a great quality of life. We have a great relationship with our community. But across this country, not so much. I just wanted to take a stand with these men and with these women who feel the same way that I do. Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in this country. Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in Clay County. And if you threaten to come to Clay County and think that for 1 second that we'll bend our backs for you, you're sadly mistaken. I know what happens when lawlessness prevails. And in this day and time, God is raising up men and women, just like the folks you see standing behind me, who will have strong backbones and will stand in the gap between lawlessness and the good citizenry that we're sworn to protect and serve. So you can threat all you want. You can say, hey, let's go to Clay County, or let's go to some other peaceful county where their problems don't exist, or not so much like across this country, where relationships are great and not strained, and where the people support their sheriff and support the men and women who wear the uniform. And you'll have something waiting on you that you don't want. Yes,
hello.
We'll protect your constitutional rights as long as you remain under the umbrella of peaceful protest or peaceful march. But the second that you step out from up under the protection of the Constitution, we'll be waiting on you. And we'll give you everything you want. All the publicity, all the pain, all the glamour and glory for all that 5 minutes will give you.
Yes, sir.
Is it a threat? Absolutely not. But somebody has to step up in front of the camera and say, enough is enough.
That's right.
Tearing up Clay County, that's not going to be acceptable.
No, sir.
And if we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as a sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county, and I'll deputize them for this one purpose: to stand in the gap between lawlessness and civility. That's what we're sworn to do, and that's what we're gonna do. You've been warned.
Well, praise the Lord and pass the ammo. All right, Sheriff Daniels, how about that? The sheriff announcing that, we have the video, the full video at toddstearns.com, which you can see for yourself. Based on what I saw, and there were a good many big, burly law enforcement officers, deputy sheriffs, standing behind the sheriff, who's a black man, by the way. Just FYI, in the Black Lives Matter world, I feel like that's important for us to share. But I suspect these guys are going to have no problem handling the pajama boy snowflakes that are out there burning things down. But the sheriff said, you never know when things might really get out of control. But if that happens, we're going to deputize every single law-abiding, gun-toting citizen in Clay County, Florida. Now, Caleb, our board op, I've never been to Clay County, Florida before. I would be willing to bet that, 70%, 80% of the county gun owners?
Yeah, I would imagine if it's in that North Florida, Southeast Georgia area, I would imagine so.
Well, if it's in that area, I would say probably down, 90-95%.
Yeah, that's swamp country down there. They got to have them for the alligators, if nothing else.
That's true. That's true. That's why you need an AR-15, man. You got to put down those gators.
You need something that'll make the water blow up.
Let me tell you something, Caleb. I suspect that we are going to see other sheriffs around the country be inspired by this guy. And I would not be surprised, and I really hope this becomes a movement. I like this guy. I don't know about it. I don't know what his politics are. Don't care. He's all about upholding the Constitution and protecting and defending the Constitution of these great United States. And if you're a Republican, that's fantastic. If you're a Democrat, that's fantastic. As long as you are protecting and defending the Constitution, I don't care what your political affiliation is. But I think that we are going to see a national movement here of men and women, God-fearing, gun-toting, who are finally standing up and saying, you know what? We've had enough of this nonsense. This is coming to an end. You want to tear down the statue of Abraham Lincoln? You're going to have to come through us first. So look, we're going to take your calls on this, 844-747-8868. What do you think about this sheriff down there? 844-747-8868. You can watch the video, read the story on ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. Our toll-free number, our website is toddstarnes.com. By the way, coming up in just a few minutes, our good friend Lee Greenwood has a beautiful new rendition of God Bless the USA coming out just in time for the 4th of July, and we're going to play some of that in just a little while, and looking forward to talking to Lee. It's been a while, but he has been on the program several times in the past. Also, Monica Crowley is going to be here. We have an update on this story out of St. Louis. Mark McCloskey, who was on this program yesterday, the guy who owns the mansion, and he was standing outside with the AR-15. His wife had a pistol, a handgun, and they were standing up for their Second Amendment rights and their First Amendment rights on their property. And now we understand that the attorney there, they call them circuit attorneys, which I guess is their version of a district attorney, is investigating, probing the couple, and she is vowing to hold them accountable. We don't know what that means. She says she's going to use the full power of Missouri law to hold people accountable. Now, Senator Josh Hawley was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, and he was talking about this, and he said, wait a second. The same prosecutor, her name is Kimberly Gardner, she's the same woman who's been releasing all of these violent criminals who've literally been setting fire to buildings in St. Louis. So she's been letting these people go, and yet she's targeting this law-abiding homeowner who was simply protecting his property, as he is allowed to do under the law. So Ms. Gardner wrote in a statement, I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns and a violent assault. So according to the district attorney here, Ms. Gardner, the fact that Mr. McCloskey was out on the front lawn of his home inside a gated community, all private property, everything from the street to the sidewalk to the gate, she's saying that he is the violent man. I just want you to think about that for a moment. What does that tell you about law and order in St. Louis, Missouri? By the way, McCloskey, if you remember the interview, said there were a number of people in the crowd who actually had weapons and body armor. You know, he and his wife are minding their own business. The next thing you know, you have a rampaging mob of 300 people literally knocking down a beautiful gate and storming into the neighborhood. And according to the district attorney, I guess the appropriate course of action would have been to let the protesters set fire to the mansion. So we're staying on top of this story because we don't want these people to go to jail. And there's a good possibility that they could be arrested. And I don't know what the charges would be, but if I'm just guessing, it's owning a home and owning a gun while white. If I'm just guessing, I'll just throw that out there. Oh, by the way, this is sort of entertaining. Dinesh D'Souza has some interesting points to make about Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend. She was arrested earlier this morning in New Hampshire, and it is it's not looking good for some high-profile people, including possibly former President Bill Clinton. So we're staying on top of this story. This is it's a developing story, and we are just getting word of the charges. Really, really evil people here, folks. Just all the way around evil people. But D'Souza says, here are some tips for the government in Ms. Maxwell's case. Number one, no sleepy prison guards. Number two, no malfunctioning cameras in cell. Number three, no, no visitors with the last name of Clinton. Those are very, look, I think these are very valid points that Dinesh D'Souza brings up. So we'll keep you posted on those developments. Jeez, aloo, America. You know, later on today, we're also going to be doing some trivia just to have a little bit of fun as we get ready to celebrate the 4th. And I am very curious, how are you celebrating the 4th? How are you getting around all of these mask mandates? You know, a lot of towns have now banned 4th of July celebrations. It's okay for you to get out. And if you want to protest or march in the streets, that's okay. But you cannot celebrate the birth of the country. Now, I have a suggestion for you. And this is just Todd Starnes. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a professional here. But my opinion would be, and my suggestion to you, if you are wanting to have a fireworks display, if you are wanting to see the rocket's red glare, my suggestion is that you just identify whatever you are doing as a protest. And if that means shooting off fireworks, then so be it. Because it's okay to shoot off fireworks. It's okay to ignore social distancing rules so long as you are calling it a protest. So if you're calling it a protest, it's entirely permissible. But I am very interested to know, what are you doing to celebrate the 4th of July? It's going to be a weird holiday this year. No getting around that. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
I don't know what it is about that song, but just listening to Lee Greenwood and the United States Air Force Band Chorus, it just brings chills down your back. It's just such a powerful and moving song as we come into the Independence Day weekend, and especially in a time when there is turmoil on the streets of American cities, when so many people out there in the mainstream media say they are not proud to be an American. And yet the silent majority is still there, standing tall. And it is such an honor to have on the Liberty University Newsmaker line the man who wrote that song, Lee Greenwood. Lee, it's so great to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much, Todd. Great to be talking to you again.
So, by the way, folks, LeeGreenwood.com if you want to watch this video. We have it on our page, but you got to go to Lee's page to see this. Lee, I want you to tell folks what you guys did, because it is a beautiful, beautiful new arrangement of this song.
Of course, I've known about Home Free for some time, maybe 10 years or so. I knew that they were performing my song in their show live. The unique part about this group is they're a cappella. They have no drums, no bass, no guitars, no keyboards. And so you're really exposed, you're naked about your vocals and how they appeal to the heart. And when they approached us about doing a version of USA with them and the United States Air Force Singers, which I performed for and with many times, I was all in for that. We couldn't get together. Some were in Los Angeles, some in New York, and three of us were in Nashville. But with the brilliance of technology, we were able to put it together in such a way. And I have to tell you that I've lived with this song for 30 years. You know, I wrote it in 1983. And when I look back at the myriad of performances I've had at major stadiums and intimate shows, you name it, we've done every possible version. But this was so different when I was able to rely on the singers to carry the song. And then I was allowed to make a couple of passes with my own instinct as a background singer. I did that for years in Nevada. And so it was really interesting for me to go and I kind of look in a mirror and say, how would you sing this if you weren't Lee Greenwood? And that's just the way it came out. I was able to like really get my chops together, you know, and sing with these guys, which was a thrill.
Lee, we have a lot of younger listeners, and I know they've heard the song performed many times, but they may not know the history, the backstory of how you came about to write God Bless the USA.
Well, thanks for that setup. I'm from California. I was born in Los Angeles, but not raised in a big city. I was raised by my grandparents on a farm because of my parents' divorce. And I learned a lot about honesty, morals, how you treat the earth. And I excelled in sports and music at the same time. And so during my junior year of high school, I was probably working two nights a week. And my senior year in high school, I was working three nights a week, playing in bands and clubs and making money to buy my own clothes. And I left high school the day I graduated and went to Nevada at 17 and never went back. So it was kind of like bathed in the fire. Although I have to tell you that my USO experience started when I was 14, 15, 16, playing at the SAC command bases within our Sacramento area, McCullen and Mather Air Force Base. And I understand the sacrifice of the military. My bass player was in the National Guard. And so it was like obvious to me that they made much more of a sacrifice than I was making to not work if they had to go serve their country. I never forgot that. And when I joined the label at MCA in Nashville after 20 years in Nevada, I signed on with Reba McEntire, the George Strait, the Oak Ridge Boys, Barbara Mandrell, and we all had similar careers where we worked really hard. And just one night in between shows in 83, somewhere in the South, I had a piano in the back of my bus, and I was writing all of the songs I would put on my albums during those years. I had at least one song of my own on every first of 10 albums. USA was just one of those that I'd created, went home, showed it to my producer, and my producer says, well, this is hardly in the scope of what, you know, you've been recording, love songs and stuff like that. And I said, well, I really believe in this. So we put it on an album called You Got a Good Love Coming, which is our third album after our greatest hits. And then it was Universal that made the call to release the song as a single. I never intended that. And I think they just realized that there was something the nation needed to feel and have. And I thank him for doing that, because once I put it on stage, even before it was recorded as a single, as a record, I realized that the audience had felt something that I really wanted them to feel.
And if I remember correctly, you sang that song at the RNC in 1984 with President Reagan. How did that happen?
I met the Reagans. I'm from California, and so was Ronald Reagan, was governor of California. So I knew them then. I worked on his gubernatorial campaign when I was a nobody, and I still am, by the way. it gave me a chance to kind of connect with them again, and I was asked to do a command performance at the White House, which I did. I worked for the Reagans there in the West Wing. I met the vice president at that time, George Bush 41, who I would become very close friends with later in life. And at that point, we were kind of scooped up into the campaign. So I worked with the Reagans on their campaign. And then, of course, we were asked to do the 84 convention, which was interesting because the podium that Ronald Reagan stood at was about medium height. And they always had a stool if anyone was too short to stand on. And when I went to sing at the podium, I realized that the president, being quite tall, just pushed the stool underneath the podium, and I couldn't get it. And so I had to, like, get on my hands and knees and drag it out and then stand on it so I'd be tall enough to reach the mic. It was an interesting moment, but not too much that I would humble myself under, you know, those conditions. But it wasn't the first time I would sing for the Reagans, and then, of course, for the Bush family, 41 and 43, and then, of course, our current president, President Trump.
You know, Lee, I'm curious, you know, as an American citizen, watching what's been unfolding in our country over the past several months now, what's going on in America?
You know, Todd, I'm at risk with coronavirus, so I'm old enough to remember the 60s. I feel like we're almost like thrown back into the 60s, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I don't have a prejudice bone in my body. And I don't understand the type of inflammatory things that happen. I realize there are mistakes that are made, and a lot of the community, the African American community that feels underprivileged, this is an opportunity, of course. And I've always been sympathetic to that cause. I've always tried to be fair with everybody I know. But the kind of riots we have in the streets that infiltrate the peaceful marches is beyond my capability to understand. It just bothers me so much that, first of all, we had the virus. Then we doubled down with the economic crisis, closing all business. I get that. And now we have a second round of it. And then, of course, the issue with blacks' inequality. And I you know, we need to have a conversation about it, but we don't need to have the upheaval, which has shown the rest of the world we are unable to deal with this.
You know, it concerns me when you've got young people out there. We had a survey yesterday from Young America's Foundation. They say that most teenagers are incredibly patriotic, but when they graduate college, all of a sudden they're not. There's something going on there, and we've got to start teaching our kids about a patriotism and what America is really all about, which is what your song is really about.
There's no doubt that college has become quite liberal, and as they're trying to rewrite history, it's going to become worse. I have a 21-year-old and a 25-year-old. My 25-year-old is getting a PhD in cancer research at Vanderbilt, and we have great discussions about our modern-day approach to patriotism and what it means. We're all on the same page, but they do look at it differently than we do, and I think maybe just because their time element, and that is, they don't really have anything to protect yet. And normally, if you say to someone, you know, I believe in conservatism rather than liberalism, it's based upon the fact that you don't really have anything to protect. Naturally, you want the government to give you everything because you have nothing. And the moment you have something, it's like suddenly, well, you know, I need to protect this, so maybe I should start thinking a little differently. And maybe that might be part of it. But I'm very proud of our sons. My 21-year-old is at Fort Worth, Texas, and TCU, he's a Chancellor Scholar in musical composition. So we have kind of a mix in our house. But our attitudes and our conversation between my wife, Kim, and I, and our two sons is very healthy, and they're remarkable young men.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Lee, tell folks where they can go to watch this powerful and soulful rendition of God Bless the USA.
Thank you for saying that. You can go to Home Free's website or LeeGreenwood.com, and you'll find a link to it there. It's had over 7 million views, and I just, you know, I didn't think I could ever do another version of it that would be better than what we've done before, or maybe not better, just different. But it is really inspiring. It's inspiring for us to watch it with friends, and they look at me and like, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
And go see it.
And I have to predict that your song is going to be played in tens of millions of homes this weekend, where many of us will be celebrating the 4th of July. So,
yeah, and for the first time since I was probably a teenager, I'm not performing on the 4th of July. And it's really going to be odd because my wife and I are going to go to the lake here in Tennessee and watch the fireworks. And she said, you know, it'd be odd if somebody saw you over there. Nah, that's not Lee Greenwood.
I love it. Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you on this radio program. You're a great American patriot. God bless you, sir.
Thank Todd, and God bless our nation.
All right. Lee Greenwood, LeeGreenwood.com, folks. By the way, we have the video on our live show blog as well. So call screener Avery does a great job of keeping that updated. You know, we're going to spend a few minutes here. I want you to hear more of this song. Folks, we need this. This is like therapy for the nation. We need to be reminded of what this country is all about and who we are. So, again, ToddStarnes.com if you want to watch the video. We're going to go to break here, but I want you to listen for just a little while to this incredible new rendition of God Bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
and New York to L.A.,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say,
Todd Starnes.
Wow, geezaloo, America. It's a good thing we went to a commercial break when we did. I got a little misty there listening to that beautiful new arrangement of God Bless the USA. And again, we have that on the live show blog. You got to watch the video. And it's amazing because, like Lee said, Lee Greenwood said that they couldn't have all the singers in one location. So some of them were zoomed in for the recording. And it is just incredibly powerful. But, you know, it raises an interesting question. What is it about America that makes our nation the greatest on the face of the earth? What is it? What do you love about America? And honestly, we need, you know, America needs a little bit of loving, folks. I mean, the country's been smacked around. It's been knocked upside the head by these anarchists and these Democrats and the Hollywood and the mainstream media. And we need to start telling our young people why this country is so great. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Lancaster, California. Sydney is on the line. Hi, Sydney. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a while. I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
It's been a long time.
It has been. Yeah, this is the first time I called since you moved to this new station. So, yes, sir.
Well, we're glad to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment, like I was telling your call screener, just listening to you and Mr. Greenwood talk about that song. I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of emotional here. I just brought to mind the when I went to boot camp in 1992, recruited from the Philippines, went to boot camp in Orlando, Florida, joined the U.S. Navy. And the day before graduation, or maybe it was the morning of graduation, two guys held the flag, walked around the company, and they played that song. And I just remembered how proud I was, how happy I was to be able to have the privilege to serve this great country, and to serve in the military. And I did 20 years. I retired in 2012, moved here to Lancaster after that. But it's just sad what's going on in this country. And I think it's up to us Christians. I just, the Lord just revealed to me, it reminded me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's up to us Christians, really, to just to humble ourselves and pray for this country. And if us Christians don't do that, then nobody else is going to do that. And I think really it just depends on, God hearing from us, his children, to change something in this country, in this world right now. But like I said, just listening to the song, listening to the music, it just reminded me of how proud I was to be serving this great country. And of course, it wasn't until 11 years later that I got my citizenship. But even in those first 11 years, I still am a U.S. citizen. I was glad, I was proud, I was happy, I was really thankful that I was serving the greatest Navy in all the world. And just remember that God bless the USA, and I don't think God will really bless us until us Christians pray to him and beg to him to bless our country.
Well, Sidney, I mean, I think those have been some of the wisest words that have been spoken on this program in a very long time from someone who came to this country, who wanted to be an American, who served in our military. And I guess real quick, we've got about 20 seconds here. Sidney, are you proud to be an American?
Very, very, very proud. Very, very proud. When I took that oath in 2001, whatever that, I can remember what that was. That was one of the proudest days of my life. Just taking that oath, being a U.S. citizen. So happy to be here. Glad to be here. Very thankful. Very, feel very blessed to be an American.
Well, Sidney, we want to say we're very blessed that you are a part of our radio program. And you're a good friend out there in California. And thank you for serving our great nation. And thank you for being an American. Folks, we're going to take a lot of your calls. I'm glad we're going to a break. I'm getting misty again. Jeez, hello, folks. All right, this is the Todd Starts Radio Show. We'll be right back.